welcome to the Bristol Bay Fish Report. Around the bay, things were picking up. The run leaped past the 4 million fish mark, and it's almost at 5 million. And the runs in Igigik and the Naknek Kwijak both passed 1 million yesterday. Igigik has the largest daily harvest. In the Nushigak, the total run passed 2 million. It's Thursday, July 2nd, and I'm your host, Kendra Kapotik.
You better hold on when I'm fishing. It's going to be crazy on board. Some joker corked me.
We have an update on COVID-19 cases around the region. The Bristol Bay Area Health Corporation says all the new cases reported in Dillingham are non-residents. It originally reported one case as one resident of the community. The Paycheck Protection Program expired yesterday, but the U.S. House and Senate both approved an extension for the application. Now the extension needs to be approved by President Trump.
A lot of it's uncharted territory, right?
You know? Yeah.
We're doing a lot of new innovative things to make sure our economy survives this pandemic.
We talked to a representative from the Fishermen Communities Coalition about what the extension means for fishermen. This evening, we also check in with a set netter in the Nushigak.
We went out this morning and caught 5 fish in several hours. So I was like, oh, and it's not quite our quality tide, you know, area. Pretty shallow. We can't get the boat up there.
All that and more on the Bristol Bay Fisheries Report.
The Bristol Bay Fisheries Report is brought to you by the Bristol Bay Regional Seafood Development Association. Ensuring long-term growth is the world's greatest salmon fishery through investment in Bristol Bay science, infrastructure, marketing, and quality. The Bristol Bay RSDA, we're on board with you.
Let's take a look at the numbers. Starting with the west side, the Nushigak District's daily harvest was 83,000 yesterday, bringing the season's total harvest around 1.3 million. That was harvested 4% by the Igushik set netters, 28% by Nushigak set netters, and 68% by the drifters. There were about 100 sockeye per drift delivery. In the full Nushigak district, daily escapement was 112,185 yesterday. That makes the total escapement across the Nushigak district to 867,400. 57,000 sockeye passed the Nushigak sonar yesterday, adding that to the 19,000 fish that passed the sonar between midnight and 6 a.m. this morning. That brings Nushigak sockeye escapement to 423,000. 2,200 chinooks and 2,100 chum also passed the tower yesterday. Total king escapement up the Nushigak River is so far 34,000, and chum escapement for the season is 53,000. The tower in the Wood River counted 11,000 sockeye by 6 a.m. this morning, bringing the season total escapement in the Wood to 444,000. In the Igushik River, the tower counted 2,000 fish past the tower as of early this morning. Total escapement in the Igushik River is now 32,700 fish. The Togiak River counting crew is set to go out today, so we should have the escapement from the Togiak district soon. Taking a look at the east side, the fleet in the Naknek Kwijak hauled in 16,000 fish yesterday. The total harvest is now at 658,500. There were about 80 fish per drift delivery. Around 9% of that was caught by the Kwijak set netters, 27% by Naknek set netters, and 64% by drifters in the district. In the Naknek Kwijak River, the tower crew counted 53,800 fish past the tower as of yesterday. Total escapement in the Naknek Kwijak River is now 341,000 fish. The tower crew in the Alaknak River counted 15,500 fish past the tower as of yesterday, bringing the total escapement to 18,500 fish. In the Kwijak River, the tower counted 15,800 fish past the tower as of yesterday. Total escapement in the Kwijak River is now 20,400 fish. In the Naknek River, the tower counted 22,500 fish past the tower as of yesterday. Total escapement in the Naknek River is now 302,400 fish. Igigik had the largest daily harvest of all the districts yesterday, bringing in 313,000 fish. The total harvest for the season is now 873,800 fish. There were an average of around 600 fish per drift delivery, also the most in the bay. The drifters caught 87% of the harvest, and the set netters caught 13%. Tower crew in the Igigik River counted 69,000 fish past the tower as of yesterday, which brings the total escapement in the Igigik River to 277,000 fish. No harvest numbers from the Ugashik yesterday. The total there is at 18,300. In the Ugashik River, the tower counted 3,550 fish past the tower as of yesterday, bringing the total escapement in the Ugashik River to 11,150 fish. Taking a look at the chicknet counts, a total of 2,603 sockeye passed through their weir yesterday. As of 5 p.m. today, 1,074 sockeye have passed through their weir, bringing the season total to 72,034. Six Chinook have passed the weir yesterday, and six have passed as of 5 p.m. today. A total of 67 Chinook have passed the chicknet weir so far this season. As of 9 a.m. this morning, there are 1,629 boats fishing across the bay, 358 of which are D-boats. That will increase to 1,680 at 9 a.m. on Friday. However, the D-boats will remain the same at 358 on Friday. So let's take a look at how those boats are spread out. Nishigak is still number one with the most boats of the five districts in the bay. Nearly 40% of the fleet is still fishing there. That's 487 boats, 145 of which are D-boats. By Friday morning, neither boats or D-boats will have changed. 29% of the fleet is fishing in the Naknek-Quijack as of this morning, which comes out to 372 boats, 105 of which are D-boats. The Naknek-Quijack district is expecting another jump in vessel registrations this Friday for a total of 389 boats and 114 D-boats. In Igik, there are 348 boats fishing, 99 of which are D-boats. That's 27% of the fleet. Igik will get an additional 10 boats and 5 D-boats on Friday morning, bringing the total to 358 boats and 104 D-boats. The Togiak district will also stay the same with a total of 36 boats. That 3% of the fleet will not change on Friday morning. Ugashik just has 2% of the fleet fishing there, 27 boats, 9 of which are D-boats. That number will increase to 36 boats and a total of 10 D-boats. Taking a look at Port Moeller, the Ocean Cat was able to finish 5 stations yesterday, as well as get back to Port Moeller with some genetic samples for analysis. Scott Rayburn said in an email that the hope is that the Ocean Cat will be able to fish all the stations out to Station 22 today, and from those catches we'll be able to confirm that the run is late if indices increase today. We'll have those numbers tomorrow. As for yesterday's catch indices, Station 6 had an index of 19, 4 in the 4.5 mesh, and 3 in the 5 and 1/8 mesh. Station 8 had an index of 96, 25 in the 4.5, and 18 in the 5 and 1/8. Station 10 had an index of 76, 25 in the 4.5, and 8 in the 5 and 1/8. Station 12 had an index of 40, with 12 in the 4.5, and 6 in the 5 and 1/8. Station 14 had an index of 68, 4 in the 4.5, and 22 in the 5 and 1/8. Stock composition. The fourth set of stock composition estimates is out from the 2020 Port Moeller test fishery. The samples were collected from 787 fish on June 29th and 30th from stations 6 through 20. 32% of the fish sampled are heading to Igik, 24% are going to the Quijack, 15% to the Wood River, 10% are going to the Naknek, 9% to the Nishigak, and around 5% are going to the Alagnak. Around 2% are heading to Ugashik. In an email update, data analysis Scott Rayburn says the test fishery has finally collected enough data this season to assess how the deeper 100 mesh net has affected the size of the catch indices. Basically, catch indices are higher this year because the test fishery is catching fish it would have otherwise missed with a shallower 60 mesh net. On average, it estimates 30% of the fish are being caught in the deepest 40 meshes. The difference in the nets shows how migrating sockeye orient themselves to the surface. Rayburn says they realize the challenge this change in net configuration poses to make comparisons with historical catch indices. And he added that their rationale for making this change is simple. The historical comparisons didn't work that way. We can expect more on that topic in the next couple days. We'll be right back with more of the Bristol Bay Fisheries Report.
Support for KDLG and the Bristol Bay Fisheries Report comes from Hatton Marine in Ballard, Washington, supporting and servicing the Bristol Bay fishery for the last 20 years. Parts and service requests online at hattonmarine.com or 888-283-5639.
Bristol Bay Area Health Corporation has confirmed that a case of COVID-19 it reported today is not from community spread. Public Information Officer Jennifer DeWin also confirmed the case is a non-resident. BBAHC initially reported that it was Dillingham's first resident case of COVID-19. DeWin said in an email, quote, "The main reason the release was issued was to keep people safe, and especially if there are any preliminary reports of community spread," unquote. BBHC also announced 3 asymptomatic cases associated with a cannery. The individuals have been in strict quarantine, and there are plans to fly them out of the region. OBI Seafoods confirmed 2 of those 3 asymptomatic cases in their Wood River plant today. There are now a total of 6 positive cases in OBI workers that were close contacts of the 12 cases the company announced on June 22nd. BBHC also reported 4 new non-resident cases in the Lake and Peninsula Borough. The corporation says it does not know the total number of active cases currently in the Dillingham Census area or in the Lake and Peninsula Borough. DeWin, the corporation's public information officer, told KDLG in an email that state case reporting has not lined up with the information BBHC has received about test results in the region, making reporting total numbers difficult. DeWin added that BBHC initially reported active cases regionally. They are now not able to keep track of the active cases versus recovered cases that are not BBHC patients because there are no comprehensive inter-regional reporting system. DeWin says the corporation is in communication with the Chemai Community Health Center in Naknek and their counterparts in the Bethel area. They still haven't clarified the full scope of active cases in the entire Bristol Bay region. The Chemai Clinic in Naknek announced on Wednesday that from June 29th to July 1st, they identified 9 additional positive cases of COVID-19 in the Bristol Bay borough. Those are all seafood workers who have been in quarantine and now are in isolation. Some of those infected with COVID-19 are leaving the borough, which Chemai Clinic Director Mary Swain says brings the number of active cases physically in Bristol Bay borough to 23. Both the House and the Senate voted to extend the Paycheck Protection Program by 5 weeks after the deadline passed yesterday. The extension awaits a signature from President Donald Trump. The announcement comes at a good time for seasonal fishermen. Last week, a rule change to the PPP allowed crew members to access those funds, giving fishermen only 3 business days to apply for assistance. Ephraim Freilich is a representative for the Fishing Communities Coalition. He says the coalition is happy for the extension, but some further changes may be needed.
There's some fishermen who went through the original PPP process and, you know, after this 1099 fix are possibly going to be unable to access additional PPP funds for their crew, which is what this fix was intended for.
Freilich adds that the coalition is monitoring further proposals to ensure that fishermen who did not apply before the rule change will either be able to apply a second time or amend their original application.
A lot of it's uncharted territory, right? We're doing a lot of new innovative things to make sure our economy survives this pandemic. And, you know, we are thankful to the federal government and to our representatives in state government for doing all of these things. But we also need to be flexible, adapt to what we are finding to be problems along the way, and fix those problems.
If the extension goes into effect, fishermen will have until August 8th to apply for PPP assistance. The Nooshigax run is coming along, but it's not anywhere near where it has been at this point in the past couple of years. KDLG's Izzy Ross caught up with Caleb Westfall. He's a Nooshigax set netter from Dillingham.
We're obviously a little bit slower than the past couple of years. What have you been seeing, or have you noticed anything particular or unusual about this start of the season?
Well, just this 2020 season had all of its COVID issues on the kickstart, so I know companies and crew are having a hard time, and out-of-state fishermen are having a hard time getting into the region. Kind of put a little hindrance on the supply chain of everything. But the biggest thing I noticed for myself was just, you know, we started almost a week later than we did, I think, last year, maybe possibly the year before. So it's kind of an interesting difference. And, yeah, the weather, you know, we kicked off with some pretty good windy days, which normally isn't quite the issue. Isn't the normal, but we had a couple good days up for the opener, and you know, the spigot has kind of turned off a little bit, but hopefully we'll get it'll be a late run this year, and we'll start getting our regular peak here any day.
You know, we had a few openers, and then there's a little bit of a lull right now.
Yeah, correct. I think the Nooshigax in total has been a little in a lull. And just looking at our skatement numbers, we're still under the, you know, we're pushing around anywhere between, 60 and 40,000 a day, which is decent, but it's not, you know, the peak. You're usually seeing 80, 100, 150,000, sometimes 200,000. And we haven't seen any single day like that yet. So, we're just kind of hunkering down and getting out there and trying it and just be prepared and wait until they show up.
Did you have any issues heading into the season? You mentioned a couple logistical challenges, in general for people coming up due to health and safety concerns. For you specifically, did you have any issues like with crew members coming up or just preparing for the season, getting parts, repairs, anything like that?
Yeah, I definitely had some issues with my entire regular crew that would normally come, or some of the new additions decided not to come. So it was awesome. I was able to find very late, but I was able to find a total local crew, and that's always, that's always a great thing. On the other logistics side, getting parts and motors and oil and stuff like that, some special things that you might not be able to get locally or would have to be special ordered locally and would take quite a while. Those were kind of difficult. Some of the Amazon things were 4 to 6 weeks, late, I guess, or total time. So definitely a lot of preparation went into it and making sure you had as much as you needed or as much as you could know that you needed before the opener started. We're open right now. We're actually just doing some quick repairs. We went out this morning and caught 5 fish in several hours. So I was like, oh, well, and it's not quite our quality tide area. It's pretty shallow. We can't get the boat up there. So it's a good opportunity to run back to home base and fix a few small things and get stuff dialed in for the next day or probably just a few hours. A couple quick repairs and then back to the water and keep trying it until they show up.
Thank you so much for taking some time to talk, Caleb. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you, Izzy.
That's all, guys. We're going to take a look at the marine weather forecast. Currently for Bristol Bay tonight, south wind 10 knots, seas 4 feet, patchy fog. Friday, southwest wind 15 knots, diminishing to 10 knots in the afternoon, seas 4 feet, patchy fog. And Friday night, south wind 10 knots, seas 3 feet, and patchy fog. Taking a look at the marine forecast for Port Hyden and Cape Sarachef tonight, south wind 15 knots, seas 6 feet, patchy fog. Friday, south wind 20 knots, gusting to 35 knots out of the bays and passes, seas 5 feet, and patchy fog. Friday night, southeast wind 20 knots, seas 5 feet. And taking a look at the tides for Clark's Point and Nooshigak Bay, there will be a low tide at 7:41 p.m. at a height of negative 0.249 feet, and a high tide at 2:14 a.m. at a height of 21.4 feet. And taking a look at the Naknek River entrance, there will be a low tide at 8:17 p.m. at a height of negative 0.202 feet. And there will be a high tide at 2:27 a.m. at a height of 22.5 feet. And for the Igigik River entrance, there will be a low tide at 6:38 p.m. at a height of negative 0.23 feet and a high tide at 1:16 a.m. at a height of 17.7 feet. And that's the marine forecast. We're going to take a look at some messages to the fleet. The Captain Doug Morgan fishing vessel, Miss Emma. Doug, remember when you threw that bean burrito at a moving bus? They have it on video from the Oracle. That's all. If you guys want to get in touch with us, with the news team here, reach out at any time. You can call us at 842-2200 or email at any time at fish@kdlg.org. Have a good night, good fishing, and see you back here tomorrow.